My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Real Edge Hours, the Planescape Torment podcast from Duckfeed TV with art by Drew Wang and music by Gwen Static.
And in this episode, we find some needful things and get mazed.
Basically say everything we're ever going to say about the Undersigil and then never speak of it again.
Talk about those amazing atheists of the Aethar in the Factals Manifesto.
And wrap up with one of your comments in the chant.
Yeah. We're in the clerk's ward and we're not even supposed to be here today.
No. There's so much to do here. It's a very, very dense place. If we were playing naturally, I feel like now we'd go to the sensorium.
Yeah.
And everything. That is a Ritapalooza. That is a novella in the middle of a game full of novellas. And we just read a bunch of stuff. So I wanted to do some things that were interactive.
Let's poke around. Let's look at some properly named characters on the street.
Yeah, properly named characters on the street. Do some things we could have done before, you know, just from time to time. Some optional content, some of which I think the game probably wants us to do later.
Yeah.
But that's fine. It's not our boss. We own it. It's software.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing some miscellaneous clerk ward stuff before getting mazed. And then next episode, we're doing the Modron ship.
Yes.
I love talking about Modrons.
Yeah. And we're following up on a quest for Namel. Remember, Namel is the person in the notes here. She gave us our big gulp. She gave us the decanter of endless water. She is the person who speaks in narration. You know, she told us the password by leaning forward and saying, you know, I told the stranger the password without actually saying it. And then you just knew it.
You just knew it.
Yeah.
She says, hey, can you ask my friend, Aelwyn to come over here? And because it's a video game, Aelwyn's just across the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically. Aelwyn is cool though. Like you go talk to Aelwyn and Aelwyn is also whatever creature this is.
Yes.
We don't get to find out exactly what, but she is a more experienced version about it. She kind of lets a little bit of shade here that Namel is kind of needs guidance. Namel is using this gift irresponsibly a little bit.
Irresponsible with this stranger than fiction power.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can keep pushing her and be like, no, really, what the fuck are you? And she'll be like, the stranger stopped asking me about this. Yeah. And then you can't do it.
Yep.
That's so cool.
It just removes the option.
Yeah. That's really, really good. And we go back to Namel and be like, hey, I told your friend. She'll say, oh, thank you. And she'll need to give you a kiss. If you let her do it, she'll give you 3 permanent HP.
Yeah.
Here. I didn't get this bit of conversation.
Yeah. Aelwyn, if you talk to her, she'll ask you like, hey, do you recognize me? And she'll ask, are you a sensate? You know, if you kind of say like, okay, that's weird, really weird. I don't recognize you. I'm not currently a sensate. She'll reveal that like one of your previous incarnations, you used to be an item. You were a sensate at that time and you dated and then you just disappeared. People said that you were killed. You showed up again. But it really sounds like it's the paranoid incantation, but, you know, figured out this person's power, and went to kill her. And she made you jump to your death by saying, the nameless one jumped out the window.
That's so good.
Yeah.
What a nightmare for somebody who's paranoid.
Oh yeah.
Somebody who just narrates their literal thoughts and then they become their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Paranoia, you're already giving fake ideas or out of proportion ideas power over you, and to find somebody who literally can make that happen.
Yeah. That is the magic of Planescape Torment, where like that could be a game.
Yeah.
The idea of a couple and one of them finds out the other one has this power. Like that's an indie game that would cause, you know, launch 1,000 essays in 2014.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it'd just be really good. And it's a throwaway thing here.